And of course, if you have a question that you want us to answer, ask. It's that simple. Just email weekendgolfguys@gmail.com. Ask the question, tell us the problem. Jeff will fix it for you.
And we are back together here, those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton in the studio. Top 100 teachers, Jeff Smith, Kelly Stenzel with us. A golf course I follow in North Carolina on Facebook. It was great. They had a congratulatory message to one of their members' daughters who placed, I think, third or second in the junior tournament that just happened. Ava Bunker's name was right above on the scorecard.
Yeah, that was the World Juniors in Pinehurst. Ava had a good finish again. She won it 2 years ago, you know, moved up in age class, and now she's kind of fighting in that biggest group age class. But she's 16 years old and 104 tournament wins. Their team wound up winning. Her and her partner shot like 64 or 65 or something. It was good stuff going on. But yeah, that's kind of cool to see kids you work with, the joy that you see in all these people. I've had a chance to work with some PGA Tour players, and there's no joy. It's an expectation. It's a demand. It's their life. Yeah. When you get to work with kids and you see their eyes light up, their face light up, their hearts light up, that's the joy in it. That's what I love that. Yeah. So you get to see these things and it's fun. So it's great that golf course was saying wonderful things about their player that was at their club, because that's what is the right thing to do for all these kids.
Extol the virtues. You win, you should be recognized for that, acknowledged.
There's probably a ton of hard work. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, I think life lesson of, you worked really hard. This didn't happen by accident. Good for you.
How many good junior players didn't make it to that tournament? Just getting there means that you are among the top junior golfers in the country or world. It is the world. And congratulations to Ava. No, she went tied for fourth, didn't she? Or finished fourth?
Yeah, it was a good tournament for her. You get up there and you finish it that high up in an event like that, you're in good shape.
I hope she has fun.
Yes, indeed. Back to the whole travel idea. I noticed that there are a few things. Like in Indiana, there's a Pete Dye Trail, golf trail, right? And Alabama, you get the Robert Trent Jones Trail. But I think golf seems to be missing out on a lot of opportunities. I mean, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. It's not the biggest tourist town in the world, but we have the Bourbon Trail. You can come to Louisville, and for 2 weeks, you can go to a couple different distilleries every day, get your fill of spirituous liquor, and go back to your hotel and sleep it off. We were thinking of maybe joining along with that kind of operation, because we're right on Interstate 64. So if you were to spell the four in 64, F-O-R-E, you could have the I-64 golf trail. Some of the best golf courses in Kentucky are accessible right off I-64. I mean, I just think that, you know, there are so many great golf courses that people want to travel to. If the golf courses would get together and make it easier, you know, you want to play, you know, Whistling Straits. Well, maybe there's a few other courses around there that they could all get together and plan a week there or plan 4 days there or whatever. Just kind of work together to try to attract travel golfers.
Sounds like a plan. You should do that. It's very interesting.
I think so too. And I-64 goes coast to coast.
Right.
I'm only familiar with the golf courses in Kentucky and Indiana along I-64, but I imagine there are a lot of them between Indiana and California.
I bet so.
And Kentucky and wherever 64 begins. Virginia somewhere probably.
Yeah, I think my brother is in Stanton, and that's pretty, I think 64 goes right through there.
Yeah, I just think it would be a great thing for golf in general to do, just to, you know, work together, guys.
And I can drive the bus because I don't like bourbon, so.
Oh, well.
That's good. Yeah, I'll drive.
I think that's a questionnaire you have to fill out before they let you cross the border, Kelly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Although my daughter, she honeymooned in St. Augustine, and they have a distillery there, and they do vodka and bourbon and something else. At the end of the tour, they were doing the taste testing, and they were having the taste testing in cocktails. And my daughter, being from Louisville and being rather arrogant, I taught her well, she said, "I don't want to taste a cocktail. I want to taste the bourbon." And the guy said, "Oh, okay." And went, grabbed the bottle and started to pour. He said, "Where are you from?" And she said, "Louisville." And he said, "No." Wouldn't let her taste the bourbon. So if it's Florida bourbon you're drinking, Kelly, I can understand.
Yeah, no. Well, we were in Ireland a couple of years ago, and they did a very fancy whiskey. I think it was whiskey, Irish whiskey, right? Tasting. And I went in with like a good attitude. I'm like, I'm going to taste them all. And I'm sure there was some very nice ones. And I tried them all. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Not my thing. but I learned a lot. I'll pass on that.
Yeah, brown liquor, you have to develop a taste for.
Yeah,
I haven't done that yet. I'm not sure.
You know, I've always say, if you have to develop a taste for it, why bother?
Right.
You know, if it doesn't taste good the first time, shy away.
Right.
But
all right, I got one golf question.
Okay.
It's a golf show. We probably ought to talk about it. I've been to Scotland. Kelly just got back. Let's talk about the bunkers over there. And let's talk about how hard they are to really play out of. And what do you got to do? Because they're deep. And these walls around you. I remember playing in one where it was on the 14th hole at St. Andrews on the left side. I think they call it Hell Bunker. Getting out of this.
Yeah, one of our guys got in it. I remember that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Is that wall like 7 feet tall or 8 feet tall or something?
I mean, there's so many big giant bunkers over there.
Right.
Most of the time I found kind of fun because I'm a pretty decent bunker player. But if you're not, you're really going to struggle. And there were all kinds of crazy bunkers. And I know you mentioned my social media. I've hired a new person to help me with some of my posting on my socials. So I was over there kind of filming a lot of bunker tips, which was really fun, like a long bunker at North Berwick and like big giant lips. You know, I think unfortunately people think they need to help the ball up. You know, they see this big lip in front of them and they think, oh my gosh, I better do something really special. Instead of like you and I know, you really just have to have a lofted club, sand wedge, lob wedge. And you need to just take a ton of sand. If you fall back and try to lift it, you know, you're going to hit behind it or you're going to scull it, you know. So I think having really good technique just becomes that much more important. But that being said, there are times where if you get too close to the front of the lip, you literally can't get out. I mean,
right.
You can try to go sideways. But if you know, there were a couple times where was one bunker in particular, I'm like, I couldn't even get my feet in the bunker and I'm kind of standing on the side and, you know, I kind of banged it into the lip and it got back far enough I could get the next one out. But, you know, it just certainly your technique better be good because you have got to take sand and you've got to trust that club and trust, you know, I don't love trust, but, you know, be willing to take a lot of sand and make sure that you're going forward toward your forward foot, not falling back and trying to lift it. If you're trying to lift it, you're done.
You're in deep trouble. Yeah. Mm. You know, as long as that club gets below the ball with an awful lot of speed, you can make that explosion of sand go up enough to get it out of many. Maybe not that one on number 11 at St. Andrews where Bobby Jones wound up quitting.
Oh, I don't know that story. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. The caddies told me all about that. It was a practice round and for the Open. And he was over there, and it was the greenside bunker on the left side of number 11 at St. Andrews. And his ball was a couple of feet from the lip. And they said it took him many whacks. And then he just picked up his ball and walked in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but it's a, you know, they're just high lips and we have those all over the country. Right. And so, you know, if you think about what is necessary, certainly loft is a factor, but it's not the big factor. You know, the big factor is how am I going to get this explosion of sand upward? How am I going to do that? And oddly enough, it's a downward angle of attack. Exploding sand straight up in the air as hard as you can really go through there, and it will throw the ball just like it throws that sand up and out. So as Kelly mentioned, John, if you're out there in one of these bunkers and you're trying to hoist this thing into the air and you've got some fall back and some lifting up in the arms, you're about to scull it and bury it right into the lip very quickly.
Yeah.
Because that club shouldn't be traveling upward into the golf ball. It ought to be bottoming out right below it with an awful lot of speed.
Well, you helped me get out of a bunker like that at Valhalla a couple of years ago.
I did. I remember that.
Yeah.
I believe I gave you the hinge and thump method.
You did. That was the first time you revealed it to me. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Like the two things I say that you need to be a good greenside sand player is number one, sand, and number two, speed.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting a ball out of a bunker is akin to getting a spider out of your swimming pool. You don't want to touch the spider. You just come in with your hand at an angle, hit behind the spider, and let the water push the spider out.
Oh, that's a new one. Yeah, that's one of the better new ones I've heard.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty good.
Feel free to use it.
We will.
We'll report back.
Okay. We will. Tell me if it works. Well, listen, guys, time flies when you're having fun. It was so nice to have you back, Kelly, and I appreciate it and glad you had a good trip. And thanks for sharing it with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. And the little bunker tip, hey, consider it a freebie. Use it the next time you find yourself in the sand when you're out playing some golf.